The weekend is coming, and our events curator, Tanya Pendleton, wants you to know about what there is to do. Here's her list of things to do.
If the relentless news cycle is wearing you down, then you'll be looking for some escape this weekend. But don't head to the shore, head to the Philadelphia Comedy Festival. It's the very first one, kicking off tonight and going through Sunday at multiple venues around the city. More than 100 comedians, from local favorites to national names, will be at various events. You'll find live podcasts, open mics, and workshops, so maybe you can be the next Kevin Hart or Nate Bargatze. We'll have the schedule on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Great comedians use humor to bare their souls, but in Philly on Saturday, you can go as bare as you dare for the annual Philly Naked Bike Ride. It started as the World Naked Bike Ride to promote body positivity and safe biking, and Philly was the second city to pick it up. That tracks. There's no time or start location yet, as those are announced 24 hours before the ride. Body painters will be on the scene for those who don't want to go the full Monty. If you do choose that route, just consider the paint time and, more importantly, the removal time after the ride. You can keep your clothes on for Saturday's Philly Bookstore Crawl, a celebration of the area's indie bookstores. Over 40 shops in the city and burbs are offering author talks, discounts, giveaways, and downloadable passports to track your crawl. No sign up, no registration needed. Just use the map and wander the city's bookstores at your leisure, checking out what each is offering. Take a loved one and crawl together.
People try to put us to death.
Generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
In 1964, a group of musicians from the UK broke out as representatives for their disaffected generation. More than 60 years later, Pete Townshend and Roger Daltrey, the last original band members of The Who, are on their farewell tour. They're at the Xfinity Mobile Arena tonight. Yep, that used to be the Wells Fargo Center. This is likely their final show in Philly, so you'll want to be there to send them off. Generations come and go, but good music never dies. The show starts at 7:30.
I'm just talking about my generation.
Saturday's Urban Art Fest 52 takes place over several blocks on 52nd Street on Saturday. This West Philly block party features 50 black artists, 4 live bands, and T.I.'s son, Buddy Red, who surprisingly more blues than bars. Admission's free, but you do need to register. It goes from noon to 7 p.m. Brand new festival is kicking off this weekend in Grays Ferry. Philly's first Bald Fest is here, and it's open to anyone, bald or not. It's happening at the Grays Ferry Skate Park on Saturday. The fest was created by rapper Abstract Love, who found freedom in his bald head and wanted to share it with other baldies. The event includes a performance, a skateboard contest, and if you want to take the plunge, there will be barbers on site. If you're not bald, you can cosplay with a bald cat, which will be given out while supplies last. The fest goes from 5 to 7 p.m. There was a time when vegan food was unappetizing. That time is no more. It's much easier to be a vegan when the options are delicious. You can explore them at the Vegandale Festival, hitting the Navy Yard on Saturday with over 100 vendors. They come along with DJs, installations, and merch shopping. It's a plant-based party, y'all. The festival goes from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you haven't made it out to a white party yet, that means the summer's not over. Head to the Quincy Jones Tribute at City Winery on Saturday, which is both an homage to the legendary musician and a white party. Yep, there is a dress code. Don't be that person. Get your white fit cleaned and join the musical tribute to an icon. The show starts at 7:30. Friends Friends of the Brothers, featuring J-Mo at the Keswick Theater on Friday. J-Mo, the last surviving original member of the Allman Brothers Band, brings together a killer group of musicians dedicated to keeping that outlaw spirit alive. If you've ever driven a back road with Midnight Rider on the speakers, you know exactly why it's important. The show starts at 8 p.m. To do has to get ready for another fantastic weekend, because that's what we strive for over here. If you missed anything or want to hear more, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Don't let them catch you having too good a time this weekend. You're a Midnight Rider. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with your weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.